As we move toward the midterm elections, November 6th, we're having conversations with statewide candidates, including the candidates running for governor. We've spoken with the GOP's Bill Schuette, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, Libertarian Bill Gelineau. Today, we welcome independent gubernatorial candidate Todd Schlager. It's good to have you with us, Todd.
Thank you for having me, Cindy.
So a little about you. What experience do you have that qualifies you to be governor?
Well, as far as politicians go, I've never run for public office. I've never dreamed of it. We never wanted it. I've had friends and family ask me for 20, almost 25 years to run for public office, and I kept telling them, no, I don't want to be one of those idiots. And finally, with my hometown being Flint, it was the final straw that pushed me over. And my brother called me and asked me if I was finally mad enough to run for office. So I had done my research and found the job that I needed to run for.
So why did you decide to run right for the top, right for governor, as opposed to perhaps a different office?
Well, first off, I mean, you could go in there as a state rep or a state senator. You got to convince 2/3 of the House to agree with you in order to get something to pass, and then you got to convince the other House. Well, then the governor can turn around and veto you right off the bat, so it kills everything. The only way to get real change in Michigan is from the governor's office. And that way, if you can't get the Senate or House to agree with you, you can go directly to the people.
And run as someone affiliated with no party.
Well, first off, I have run as an independent for this whole entire campaign. The U.S. Taxpayer Party came to me and offered the nomination. And I thought of right away, I talked it over with my campaign manager, that would clear our hands from having to worry about gathering these signatures all the time. So we accepted the nomination. I've actually gathered over 70,000 signatures. The only problem with it is the state kept throwing my signatures out saying I had too many unregistered voters.
So are you officially with the U.S. Taxpayer Party or are you an independent?
I am an independent with the U.S. Taxpayers Party.
Okay. All right. So let's just say you push this through. What do you see as your top priorities if elected?
Well, first off, we need to get the job done for the people of Michigan. I have a plan to lower auto insurance up to 70%. I have a plan to lower health insurance premiums by as much as 50%, utilizing Blue Cross and Blue Shield's own numbers against them, forcing them to compete with the state. You know, we need to do stuff for the people of Michigan, not the party politics, not the corporations. We need to bring jobs to Michigan. We need to help the people of Michigan. And that's where I bring common sense to the game.
And what kind of skills do you have in your background to give you the expertise to put this together?
Well, I've been in the transportation industry for 35 plus years. You know, I've been a truck driver all across the great country that we live in. I've been a fleet manager. I've managed numerous companies. I've had my own companies that have been successful and then I've just walked away from just to do something different. So I have the management skills to bring Michigan online.
What do you hear as you go around talking to people, having campaign events?
The only thing that I'm hearing right now, they really want to vote for an independent, but they're afraid that it's a wasted vote. And anytime we vote, it's not a wasted vote. It's our civic duty to be a registered voter and to elect our officials. But we also need to hold those officials accountable. And Michigan is very low on the transparency scale for that. I think we're number 50, to be exact.
So when you talk to voters, what is it you're taking away from them?
They really like my plan to lower auto insurance. That is the number one thing going on right now. And, you know, Gretchen and Bill are both talking about raising taxes to fix our roads. We don't need to raise our taxes. Michigan, by any means, is not a poor state. I mean, in 2016, with all our taxes combined between state and local governments, we collected over $125 billion. In 2017, we collected over $131 billion. It seems like every time we get a new governor and they want to raise our taxes, they've done it for the last 40 years. So we need to change that. We need to start spending the money properly and getting the jobs done. I mean, our gas tax was created in the early 70s to fix our roads and bridges, to keep them safe for the people. But Lansing has figured out that's a very lucrative fund. Anytime they want to raise taxes, they tell the people we're going to use it to fix our roads. Well, these two parties aren't going to do anything to help the people if they can't claim a victory over the other party, and we need to change that.
What do you believe, Todd, sets you apart from the other candidates for governor?
Well, first off, I'm not going to lie or mislead the people. I'm not, I mean, I am affiliated with the party, but I'm not loyal to the party. I'm loyal to the people of Michigan. And that's what sets me apart from these other candidates.
Do you feel the other candidates lie?
The Democrats and Republicans, yes. I've met Jennifer Kurlin. She has a good heart and she has a good plan, but I don't think it's right for Michigan. Keith Butkovich, well, I don't know. The Natural Law Party, I think they're on life support, and I shouldn't say that about him, but he's a nice guy. Bill Gyllenhaal and I bump heads big time. So in the Libertarian, they have a good platform, but it's not exactly what the people of Michigan need. We need somebody who's going to bring common sense to the government and to get the job done.
You know, you mentioned that as you talk to people, they fear that a vote for an independent candidate like you is a wasted vote. And I was thinking about history. And Teddy Roosevelt was seen as the most successful third-party presidential candidate in our history in 1912 as a progressive. But that was over a century ago. So what do you think it's going to take for a candidate like yourself who eschews the parties, does not want to be with the parties, but to be heard and to be elected to a major office such as governor?
Well, there's a trend going on. The youth is leading this trend. The millennials are involved with it. And, the majority of them that I've spoke to, they consider themselves an independent. Now, I don't know if they actually know what a real independent is, but I've also spoke to many that say they're a Democrat, but yet they're going to vote third party because they don't like the way the parties are fractured and the directions they're going. They want to be involved, and I've always been an independent. I have voted across party lines every time I vote because I vote for the candidate. I don't vote for the party, and that's what we have to stop. We have to stop the party politics because, like when we had the straight ticket voting, the problem with that is you're just voting for the party. You're not looking at individual candidates because you're electing good with the bad. And we need to stop that. That's the biggest thing I'm pushing right now. And I actually believe in my own heart that I'm the only candidate truly for the people of Michigan.
So bottom line, your pitch to the voters of Michigan to choose you.
Well, first off, I like to tell them, you can go to my website, which is real simple, checktodd.com. There's a reason for that. On November 6th, I'm the only Todd on the ballot, so you can check Todd. And I'll make it right for the people of Michigan. I will lower our auto insurance, and I will lower our health insurance here in Michigan.
Todd Schlager is an independent candidate for the governor of Michigan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.